Now, we've told Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, we were offered a contract in 1961, and we told them at that time, if you have a security problem, tell us. If this is a problem of national security, tell us. We'll reconsider what we're doing. And they said they didn't care how much research we did. Now, we have had strong suspicions, with reason, that our phones have been tapped because we keep getting these calls and they want the information. Now, we told them time after time, our books are open, you can have all the information that we have. Perfectly welcome to it. We have no secrets. But in spite of this, on one occasion 2 years ago, I had a reason to call the base, and I did call Wright-Patterson Air Force Base about a sighting in Argentina which involved some of our ships. I did not introduce myself, and yet, before I finished the conversation, he said, well, Mr. Moyers, he said, we don't have any more information on it. And I said, no, just wait a minute. I didn't tell you who I am. And he said, well, I know who you are. So one of two things. I suspicioned that they had listened to so many tapes from the tap telephone that they knew my voice. This was Sergeant Mooney. Or else they had one of these voice print machines, which I understand they now have, which will identify any voice they've ever heard within 10 seconds. Now, one of these two things had to be true, but they have never once told us not to research or not to get into it. In fact, they offered us a contract. But they were honest enough to say that if we took the contract, they would give us research materials, that is, equipment, and in return we'd give them information. But if we did, they would tell us where, when, and what to say about it. So we said, well, if there's no security problem, and none of these things are involved, then we choose to be free. And we didn't take the offer.